Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Maddie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Australia's only freehold adult resort is set to go under the hammer soon, being sold as a potential resort, development or compound. The Turtle Cove Beach Resort to North Cairns has been a mainstay in LGBTQIA plus community for over 30 years and was popularized by its own private clothing optional beach. In the email thanking guests and staff, the owners talked about their wish that Turtle Cove remains within our LGBTQIA plus community, or with the people that generally appreciate the importance to our community.
Wildlife carers across Queensland are preparing for the spread of the H5 strain of avian influenza, which experts say is likely to continue moving across Australia. Birds of prey, including peregrine falcons and wedge-tailed eagles, are considered especially vulnerable because they often feed on sick or dying birds. Townsville wildlife carer Deb Carter says she's strengthening biosecurity measures at her rehabilitation facility by preventing contact between wild birds and animals in care. There have been 13 confirmed or suspected cases of HS strain in New South Wales, South Australia, and Western Australia. Authorities are reminding the public not to touch sick or dead birds and to report them to the relevant state authorities.
In national news, while AI smart glasses continue to be diverse technology, they are proving that to be revolutionary technology for the vision impaired. Many assistive eyewear devices worn by blind or low-sight people can be prohibitively expensive, and many have turned to commercial options that are a tenth of the price with similar results. Users have the glasses read or describe words or images in front of it using AI and its camera lens. Law experts are still cautious about the glasses, as workarounds to disable the device's recording light circulation online.
The federal government is pushing ahead with major changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme, with internal estimates suggesting that nearly 145,000 Australians receiving autism-related support could be removed by the end of the decade. The government says the $52 billion scheme needs to return to their original purpose, supporting people with permanent and significant disabilities, and argues that some people currently receiving NDIS could be better supported through other services. But disability advocates are warning that the reforms could leave autistic people without adequate support, particularly if replacement services aren't ready. The changes include a new functional capacity assessment, which the government says will better identify who needs NDIS support and who doesn't. Autism advocates argue support needs can vary widely and say a single assessment may not capture the realities of autistic people's lives. The government says new community-based services, including the Thriving Kids program for younger children, will provide alternatives outside of the NDIS.
And in international news, Hatchet Book Group, Carnage Learning, Elvisa, and author Scott Torrow have filed lawsuits against Google in a federal U.S. court, alleging the Silicon Valley tech company committed copyright infringement while training the Gemini AI models. The case alleges Google first copied books as source material through Google Books, also alleging that Google downloaded web scraps of virtually the entire internet, including known pirate sources and behind legitimate paywalls. The suit claims the company were aware of legal risk, alleging internal documents warned using books to train AI was highly problematic for Google. There is still a pending lawsuit against OpenAI brought by authors George R.R. Martin, author of Game of Thrones and Authors Guild. In October, OpenAI's attempt to dismiss the case was denied.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with no clouds, but there's still a slight chance of showers later. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. There is currently no fire danger, but there has been a strong marine wind warning for the area, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.1, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your 9 a.m. news. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can catch us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.